Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 6 through 12. For this reason, I remind you to kindle afresh the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power and love and discipline. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, or of me, his prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel, according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was granted us in Christ Jesus from all eternity, but now has been revealed by the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, for which I was appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher. For this reason I also suffer these things, but I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day.
The Apostle Paul understood the awesome responsibility of being entrusted with the gospel of Jesus Christ. He considered this calling a stewardship for which he would one day give an account to the Lord, and he was willing to do anything, even suffer, for Christ's sake. All of us who are believers have the same privilege to share the gospel with people God places in our life. Paul felt compelled to tell others about Christ. In fact, he said, "Woe is me if I do not." No matter how anyone treated him, he wasn't ashamed of the message of Christ. The prophet Jeremiah had a similar experience. We see in Jeremiah chapter 20 that he became a laughingstock and was persecuted for delivering God's message of the coming judgment. Yet he discovered that not speaking created a far worse feeling in his heart, like fire shut up in his bones. We are surrounded by people who are desperately hungry for something, and they don't even know what. We have the answer and the responsibility to share it. Never be ashamed of the best news ever offered to mankind. It's the only thing that can change someone's eternal destiny.